It's good to be with you this morning. I'm Father Brian Gross. I was here as an associate. Can you believe it was already 6 years ago? For 2 years? I'm in Watford City, Alexander now, so I'm happy to be able to celebrate this Mass for you and with you. Jesus asks this extraordinarily important question this morning. He asks us very simply, do you want to be well? Do you want to be well? The thing we have to always remember about Scripture is that Scripture is not an event that happened 2,000 years ago, reserved to history, where we read about something and then we feel good about what Jesus did a long time ago. Scripture is an event that Jesus wants to continue to live out in each one of us, each day, in our own particular circumstances. And so this question that Jesus asks to this particular man, do you want to be well, is the question that he asks to each one of us. Do you want to be well? Now we hear and we see this man offers excuses as to the reason that he cannot be well. Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I'm on the way, someone else gets down there before me. Almost hear a bit of self-pity in that. But Jesus, of course, heals the man. He heals the man because the man is willing to show Jesus the pain. He's willing to show Jesus the pain. We again remember in Scripture that a physical healing is always secondary to the healing of the soul. Through the forgiveness of sins, to the offer and the reception of salvation. And so this question, do you want to be well, is a question that happens in this moment for you personally, and we recognize that Jesus does respond, that he does enter into relationship, that he does offer you his mercy and his love. And then what Jesus asks 2,000 years ago, he takes joy because you heard it today and you received his mercy and his love right there where things are most painful. Do you want to be well? It's a simple question. In faith, respond, yes, Jesus, I want to be well. Heal me, forgive me. Take away this pain. Give me your love and your mercy. He will do it. This is our faith.